It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
97.7 The Bolt. Yeah, it's time for Wildcat News. We have Principal Cassie Smith and Assistant Principal Tiffany Nelson. New appointment, if you will, Assistant Principal Nelson. So I have to get all of these titles right. Cassie, why don't you go ahead and do the introduction, if you would, please. We have all kinds of things that we're going to talk about this morning, but let's start with an introduction.
Former assistant principal was Creighton Jenis, and he moved to more of a special ed director and special ed instructional coach role. And so that opened up the assistant principal position. And Tiffany has been in the district for about 5 years. She started out as the high school band director and then moved to an instructional coach at the high school. And so, you know, we brought in 4 candidates, her being one of them, obviously, and had a team of teachers kind of asking some questions, some kids doing tours around the building, asking kind of, you know, underlying low-key kind of questions to kind of get a feel that way as well. And she just came out as a top kind of clear winner amongst the other candidates, and she's been a great asset to our building so far. One of the key things that our teachers really liked when she brought to the table was doing things the Wildcat way. And I'll let her explain a little bit, but she really talked about that and really wanted that to be like what we stand our ground on, whether we're at school, whether we're out in the community, when no one is watching, those type of things, that we're doing things the right way. So I'll kind of let her talk a little bit about what she brings to the table when it comes to doing things the Wildcat way.
Do you prefer to be addressed as Tiffany or Assistant Principal Nelson? How formal do you want to be?
With you guys, Tiffany is fine, but with the kids, it's Mrs. Nelson,
okay.
Usually.
So, very good. Yeah. So you've been in the district for about 5 years now. Yeah. How long have you been in education?
This is year 21.
Year 21.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, crazy.
And 5 of those years, so essentially about 25% of that here in Humboldt.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's been awesome.
It does take a special person. I mean, educators, that's something I just cannot do. I have a lot of respect for your position and teachers' positions. It's very rewarding, but at times challenging. And, you know, it is what it is, just like every other job, I guess. But, you know, you're dealing with this these young minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so let's talk about Wildcat Way. This is kind of your brainchild.
Yeah, it's something we came up with, through my course studies and stuff like that. They always throw ideas out at you as you study. And I was sitting in my office one day and I'm like, well, the Wildcat Way, that kind of sounds pretty good. It's, you know, catch on. And what it really is, you touched on it. It's a way to teach the students how to act appropriately, right? So it talks about respect. It talks about making sure we're respecting our teachers, making sure we're respecting ourselves, making sure we're respecting our buildings, making sure we're respecting other schools' buildings when we're there. And it talks about kindness and how to treat each other. And it talks about safety, keeping, you know, everybody safe. And it really is just the way that we live day to day. I'm really, really heavy on restorative practices. And that's one of those things that helps out with that. It's on posters in our halls. Our teachers speak it every day when I have students in my office and Ms. Smith too. You know, is that the Wildcat Way? And we talk through how to make our actions true to the Wildcat Way. And, you know, when we see something good too, you know, the kids get rewarded for acting in the Wildcat Way and really representing who the Wildcats are.
How are they rewarded?
Well, it depends on what they do, right? So we have small rewards, but we also have really, really, really great rewards that the kids are working towards that Ms. Smith can talk about.
Yeah, so historically we've done cat cards, right? And so you hand out a cat card to a student and you identify why they're getting that. Maybe they were cleaning up a mess, or maybe they were helping a friend who dropped their books on the floor. This year we switched to something and it's called Live School. Students can see in real time points being awarded to like their piggy bank, and it even goes like cha-ching, cha-ching, so they can hear it, right? And so they accumulate points in their own piggy bank, and then each grade level is collecting points collectively, right? And so as a school, we have little competitions between a prime time, which is kind of like their homeroom. They compete in their grade levels to see which prime time can earn the most cat points that week. Sometimes it's a grade level challenge, so how many points can fifth grade earn compared to sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade? And then they earn incentives for that. Like the winning grade level might earn extra recess time. They might earn, we've done some popcorn, maybe an ice cream sundae.
Ooh.
I know, just not like big things, but just little things that they can see, like what they're doing does have positive impact and rewards for that. And then collectively, we weren't sure like how many points like kids were going to earn and how quickly, because it's new for us. So at about the end of first quarter, we were super close to reaching 100,000 points collectively as a building. And so we kind of decided that's a good indicator of like when we reach 100,000 point mark to do a school-wide incentive. And so we had partnered, we'd reached out to Hy-Vee a couple weeks ago when we kind of saw this was on the horizon and said, you know, would you be willing to help kind of donate some donuts to the students as part of this incentive? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. We'll, you know, cut you a deal. And so we provided some donuts for all the kids as a that positive reward. Like we've all worked collectively together. We all get to have some fun together as well. So
who decides how many points they get? I mean, if to get to 100,000, if one class gets 10,000 points or 5,000 points for doing something nice versus 10 points, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of great behavior and good happening. So that's pretty cool.
So in the program itself, we've indicated like 1 point for doing this, 1 point for doing this. And so then the teacher goes in and clicks like, oh, they were caring about someone else because they helped them pick up their books. They were being nice to others or showing kindness by holding the door open. So it's most of them are all like 1 point. Now, could you click the button twice and give them 2 points? Yes. But they're not getting like, you know, buckets of points at a time. It's 1 point at a time they're earning these things. And so it's really good to see that as a whole, we've probably done close to 100,000 like little good things, right?
Yes.
And
well,
it's added up over time.
So that 100,000 point mark is huge.
It is.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a great program.
It really has been. Like, I think the kids have really bought into the electronic version of it. We were kind of finding some, especially in the seventh and eighth grade level, like they were being a little stagnant with like their cat cards. Kids didn't want to turn them in. They just thought like, oh, this is really boring and, you know, not really worth it. So I think this has helped like re-energize that program a little bit. And then we have about every 3 weeks or so, we do an individual incentive. So they can build up their points individually, right? And then they can choose to spend it on different items at the cat store, or they can save it for a bigger incentive item later on that they would rather have. So small items range from like some fun pencils or water bottle stickers all the way up to having, you know, some fun time with a high school friend, and they sit and play games in the cafeteria during a study hall. You know, challenging me to some basketball for, you know, 20 minutes during a day. Just some fun things like that. And then as a whole building, we are trying to come up with fun ideas and incentives. So we ask for teacher input, we ask for kid input. But some of the things that we've come up with is, you know, teachers versus students dodgeball. They always love that.
Mm-hmm.
Taping a principal to the wall might be something in the future. I don't know. You know, just some fun things like that.
How many points do you need for a new car?
A new car? Oh. We haven't put that into play yet. I love that. I'll have to talk to, you know, Preston Peterson or something and see what we can work out.
Yeah. How many points do we need? That would be pretty cool. But I love that program. That's awesome. Good to hear. Thanks for sharing that with us. How about attendance? Attendance been good this year?
Yeah, really? Attendance has. It's been great so far. You know, as assistant principal, that's part of my job. It's to every Friday print out the attendance and make sure if there's kids that aren't showing up, we know why. We talk to the parents so that way we can set up a successful plan for them. After the first quarter, looking at all the numbers, they've been actually outstanding. We haven't had many students at all that have needed calls or emails or anything like that. The students that haven't gone a lot have just been on vacation, so, you know, which is okay, too. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see that everybody's showing up and everybody enjoys being there.
Did you just recently have parent-teacher conferences?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, how'd that go?
Good. So speaking of attendance, I really think, like, partnering with our parents, they were all in attendance, too. Like, 92% of our parents were at conferences, and that just shows that our parents really care about their students, their academics. They want what's best for them, just like we do. So it was great. Excuse me. It was great to see them in the building and around supporting us.
Oh, one thing I want to ask about. split season winter sports. Explain that to us, please.
Let me pull up my notes here because I had to ask Mr. O'Hearn myself. It's relatively new to the middle school, and not everyone in our conference does it, so it makes it a little tricky, I think. So we're doing a split season. So in November and December, the girls' basketball team and the boys' wrestling will have competitions and practice. And then starting January, February, it flip-flops. So it's boys' basketball and girls' wrestling. And so that allows us to be able to utilize all of our gym space a little bit more effectively. It might allow kids who maybe want, especially in middle school, to try both sports. I'm not quite sure what I want to do, you know, so I'm going to try basketball and I can also try wrestling and then maybe decide what I want to do moving forward into high school. So I think it allows our kids a unique opportunity to try some new things. And that's what middle school is about, is to try it out and, you know, hopefully have a little fun with it.
Yeah, still figuring out who you are and what you want to be and what you want to do. Yeah, absolutely. What else do you want to cover this morning? I always enjoy visiting with anybody from the schools because I'm disconnected from it. I don't have kids in school anymore, but I like to hear what's going on. Always so many moving parts in each one of the buildings. And it's like, wow, that is a lot of fun. That's really cool.
Well, I know when we usually come in March, we talk a lot about Meals from the Heartland. And so far, like, we've already started fundraising with the students. Our goal with students is approximately $5,000 because Meals from the Heartland will match those funds because we go and package meals with the kids. And so far as a school, we've raised about $2,000 towards that goal. I know in one quarter, we've already raised that much between, you know, we do fun hat days. So they wear hats and they can pay a dollar. We've had the fun night with our fifth and sixth graders and the dance with our seventh and eighth graders. And some of the proceeds from that go to Meals from the Heartland. So we just do different things throughout the year that portions of the proceeds go to the Meals from the Heartland, which is a great cause, you know, and our kids have fun participating in that. So just something that we'll do some different dress up days probably in December around the holidays that will bring in some more money. And we usually do like a 3-point shooting contest kind of thing. And the kids have fun with that. And just already gearing up for that March event, which is crazy to think about. Seems like a long ways away, but it'll be here before we know it. And just a little plug for that. Like, we met as a committee a week ago, and this year at the event, we will package our 2 millionth meal for Humboldt County.
Wow.
2 million. That's impressive. I don't know if that's been done in any other county except for like at their home base in Des Moines. Like, for any other outreach program to do that, like 2 million meals, and to know that some of our kids and our community members have had a part in that and feeding people around the world, like that's amazing. And so in order to reach that goal of 2 million meals, we're needing about $26,000. So we're kind of putting a plug in, $26,000 for 2026 packaging event. And we're going to have some t-shirts coming out here shortly. We just got to get some branding on it. And yeah, so after the new year, we'll be sending out letters if anyone wants to donate, you know, money to that. Always, you can send stuff or contact Alan and Jan Goshi. You know, they're big proponents of that. So it's just fun to see our kids already. We have a little chart on the wall of how much money we have raised and how much more we have to go. And they just have so much fun with that. And they do such a great job that day being super respectful of the people that come in, the product that's there, so we don't waste product. And it's just a fun day when we get to that in March.
Do you recall the number that you need?
I think our goal is like 130,000 meals.
$26,000 for this, or for next spring.
Right.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to donate before the end of the year, again, contact
Alan and Jan Goshi.
Okay.
Or you can reach out to me at the middle school, drop off a check at the middle school. I will get it to them. Any of those avenues. A lot of times the pastors in your church would also be a good contact. They can finally, you know, figure out who to get it to and those type of things. So yeah, I know if people want to donate something towards the end of the year here, we gladly take some of that. Yeah, absolutely.
Principal Cassie Smith and Assistant Principal Tiffany Nelson, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to visit with you. You have so much going on. It just makes my head swim. I mean, it's like, wow, that's a lot of details. But all the best to you in the balance of the year. Wildcat News brought to you by Northwest Bank here on Classic Hits The Bolt.